One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Have you ever stopped to think about how much of a powerhouse you are? Think about it. Your heart's a pulsating pump. Your body turns food into fuel. And your lungs are like little oxygen factories spreading the good stuff. Whether you're lifting weights or lifting yourself off the couch, your body is an energy-making machine. And Medibank is here to help you look after it. Live better with Medibank. Head to medibank.com.au or go to the show notes to learn more about private health insurance. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week 11 of 14 of 100 Days to 100Ks. My challenge of doing a 100-kilometer ultra marathon, the UTA Ultra Trail Australia event that's coming up on May 18th. Far out, I'm getting a bit nervous, but it is very, very exciting. And today's episode is going to be all about race day logistics and also the training I got up to this week. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Big thank you, of course, to Wild Earth Australia. Wild Earth is an adventure, running, and action sports store where you can get everything you need if you're doing outdoor adventures, hiking, running, camping, all of that good stuff. You can pick it up at Wild Earth Australia. I've got all of my equipment for the run, from my shoes to my running vest to my nutrition to my running pants, my head torch, my poles. Everything I've got for my run has been from Wild Earth Australia. And they've done something really cool for the listeners of this podcast. If you head to the link in the show notes, you can click it and you can sign up to the Wild Earth Wallet Pass, where you're going to get all day, every day access to their discount price. All you have to do is fill in the little form where it says club, put in Good Humans Pod, and you're going to get a little wallet pass thing that you can add to your phone. So whenever you go in store, you can scan it, get a discount on everything you purchase. Or if you shop online on their very, very big range of stuff online, you can also get a discount on that too. So big thank you to Wild Earth. I'm going to be talking a bit more about them over the coming weeks when I go and do my mandatory gear check, and I'm going to take you through everything that I'm taking on the race day. Okay, race day logistics. That's what I want to talk about today. And if I'm being completely honest, I am a little bit underprepared. I have had a few things happen where I thought people were going to be able to come and support that potentially aren't going to be able to come. So I'm still trying to pull it all together. But what is going to be my plan? I'm going to fly down to Sydney on the 16th of May, the Thursday. I'm going to fly down with my partner, Carol. She's going to come with me. And I'll fly into Sydney and go stay at my family house on the Thursday night. I have a few people part of my run club and my run coaching, Vanessa, Andrea. She's also running the 100. And they've got accommodation down in the Blue Mountains, but they need to stay somewhere in Sydney first. So I'm thinking I'm going to try and get everyone to come and crash at my family house to save on them for accommodation on the Thursday night. And then on the Friday morning, drive down to the Blue Mountains somewhat early in the morning, try to get there by 9 or 10 a.m. That way we have the whole day, the day before, to sort of get ready for it. We can go to the Scenic World location, which is a place in the Blue Mountains where all of the race day stuff is going to be prepared. So I think I'm going to rock up, yeah, around 10 or 11 on the day before, try catch up with Lucy Bartholomew and a few other people who are going to be running the race and just get in that spirit of, race day. I'm also going to have to do a mandatory gear checklist, which is something that I wasn't really aware of until obviously signing up for this race. So you have to have a checklist of all of the different equipment that you have to have in your backpack on you at all times during the run. So you can also get that checked off at Wilder. So I'm going to talk to them about doing that in the next week or two, which I think is what I will do. But I know if I don't have everything sorted just in time for the race and I have to do a few things last minute, you can also get your gear checked on that day before. You can also drop off your food and snacks and different things in your drop bag for each of the checkpoints. So at this stage, I think I will have somebody there with me. I know Carol's going to be with me, but she can't unfortunately drive. So she's not going to be able to drive between the checkpoints. And if she goes to the checkpoints with friends of mine, unless they're running the exact same pace as me, they're going to have to be, moving from checkpoint to checkpoint. So I think it's going to be somewhat winging it maybe. Potentially Carol's just going to have to ask people who are leaving a checkpoint, can you give me a lift to the next one to meet my partner? But I think that might be what I'll be doing. But Also, with my accommodation on that Friday night, the night before, my parents have a camper van in Sydney. So my plan is to drive the camper van down on the Friday, park in the driveway of my friends who are down there, and yeah, sleep in the van in the driveway, and then head to the race, get up really early. My start time, because this is my first time doing it, I put down that I'm going to be really average at it. So my start time is 7:18 and the last start time is 7:25. So I'm pretty sure I'm in the second last group to take off. So hopefully that means I'm going to be doing a little bit of overtaking at stages and I'm not going to be, yeah, right at the back. I feel pretty good. I've had a really good week of training and yeah, that's going to be an interesting spot starting from right at the back of the race, but we'll see how we go. But yeah, as for logistics, definitely going to be trying to crash with my mates the night before. I need to get in contact with them, so I'm a bit unprepared. But if you're listening to this and you're someone doing the UTA and yeah, you've got someone who's starting around the same start time as me and have a crew that's going to be going from checkpoint to checkpoint, let me know, because maybe Carol, my partner, can jump in with you guys. But then I'm not going to finish probably until midnight, I'd say, would be around about the time where I'll be heading straight back to my camper van to get a good night's sleep there in the Blue Mountains. And then getting up on the Sunday morning, however late I need to sleep in, and then I'll be driving back to Sydney on the Sunday, spend the night at my family house in Sydney on the Sunday night, let the body recover a little bit, probably spend a bunch of time sleeping and trying to get to a recovery center in Sydney somewhere on the Sunday. And then, yeah, I'll be flying back to the Gold Coast on the Monday. So that's a little bit about the logistics. If you're going to do the 100 and you've listened to this and like, fire out, Coop's unorganized, maybe I can help him out. Send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. But no, I think I'll be all good. Having the camper van, having some friends down there doing the race. I'm trying to get a few friends from Sydney to potentially drive down and spend the full day down there to drive to the checkpoints with Carol and maybe do some filming for me. So if you're someone in Sydney and you want to come get involved for the day and donate your time to come support me on the run, then do get in touch, because it's going to be a really fun day and I could definitely use one extra person in the support crew. So that's a bit about race day logistics, and let's get into my training this week. This has been the biggest week of running in my life. I've just hit 78 kilometers, and that's going to be with two rest days. So let me take you on a bit of a run through of what I did this week. Last week, I only did 38 Ks, which was a little bit low for what I wanted to get through. So I basically doubled it this week up to 78. So really good effort, really good training session. And yeah, here's what I got up to. So I started with on the Monday. I went for a nice run out just to Burley and back, 12.5 Ks. It's perfect for me from where I live in Palm Beach, running all the way around the Burley Heads headland along the beachfront up to North Burley, and then turning around and running up over the headland. A bit of hill work was really cool. So that was 12.5 Ks for me, a nice morning run. I then on Tuesday morning had Salt Social Run Club. I love getting to go down to Salt Social. I've missed the last couple of weeks due to being away. So Tuesday was epic. I ran 10 Ks along the beachfront. Nice, easy pace, 5:17 pace. Day before was 5:12. So just trying to run a little bit faster than what I will be running in the race. That way I can sort of cruise back a little bit and feel good once I'm out on the trails. I then went back out on Wednesday and did a nice solid 12.5 K run out on the trails, back out around Burley Headland again. I love doing my Burley Headland run. It's so nice to just run along the beachfront and get some Ks in the legs. So another 12.5 K for that one, 5:13 pace. So just getting the Ks in the legs, building up for the week. I then got to Thursday, which was Anzac Day. Thursday Anzac Day, I went for a surf. I had a foil and had the day off. That was really nice to get up early for dawn service and then go down and do a bit of a surf after that with my friend Corey. So I had a rest day from the running on Thursday. Friday, I wanted to get out on the trails and just get the legs rolled over. I had an early morning start where I had to go pick up my mum from the airport. So I just raced out to the trails, the border trail on the New South Wales Queensland border, did a little 8.4K 300 meters of elevation, just got the body moving out on the trails for the day because I knew I wanted to get a really long trail run in for Saturday. So by then I was up to already 40 Ks for the week, which was a nice solid week, more than the week before already. And Saturday, I got my longest run yet in. So on Saturday, I did a 35-kilometer run on the border trail. I did 3 laps of the trail that I normally do. It's about 11.5K. So I did 3 laps of that, 1,200 meters elevation and 4 hours on the dot out on the trails. Let me tell you, my body held up pretty good during the run. I felt not too bad by the end of it. My nutrition was actually really good too. I trialed, I guess, what it would feel like once I start getting over that 3 hour mark to see how I felt energy wise. So what I was doing, it was about an hour and 20 minute exactly loop. That's why I ended up on 4 hours. So every hour and 20, I'd run back to my car and I'd refill my water bottles. My water bottles would have 500 mils in each. One would have trail brew mix, which had carbohydrates, electrolytes, and all that good stuff in it. And then my other drink bottle had water. So I'd replenish that every hour and 20 minutes. That felt like enough liquid. It felt like enough hydration for me. And then every time, around every 45 minutes to an hour, I'd take a gel, one of the Morton gels. I just feel like they're the best ones to take. It's super easy to get down. It's not too syrupy. It's just a gel that you can whack down real quickly, get the carbs and the energy in that you need. I then also had some Clif Bar little energy chew blocks where every time I'd do a full lap, I'd try and have two or three of those energy blocks as well. And I felt really good out there for considering it was the longest trail run I've ever done and the second longest run I've ever done in my life. Obviously it's a bit less than a third of what I'm going to do for the run. So I was like, okay, I reckon I could definitely do this twice. And then it's just going to be a fight to finish it, 3 times. So I'm pretty, I wouldn't say confident for the 100K. I'm confident that I'm going to finish. I feel like my body is holding up pretty well. I've woken up a little bit sore today after obviously being my second longest run, but definitely manageable. I could get back out there and do another half marathon today, I think, pretty easily. So that's been my training this week. One more week of solid training, and then another 2 weeks of tapering off, and then I'm going to be heading down to the Blue Mountains. So thanks everyone for who's been tuning in. If you're enjoying these podcasts and you're someone who's into ultra running and you're even thinking about getting into ultra running, make sure you share it around with your friends, anyone else who's a runner. Hopefully we'll get some benefits out of this episode, but more importantly, out of the previous 10.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
...11 episodes that I've put out on this podcast with all different guests who are runners who have got a really interesting take on how to improve your running and how to get more into, I guess, endurance sports, but in a safe way. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you hit that 5-star rating. Go leave us a little review or just give us a follow and a subscribe. Truly means the world to me for the support you've all been showing me on this run and been showing me along the journey of this podcast. So thanks for tuning in. Love you all. See you on Wednesday.